This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I think this is going to be very unpopular.
Ooh.
I know we've talked about, like, you know, how vital and important pets are in our lives, right? Like, I can, yeah. my dog, I've had in multiple cities from when I first started working in Wichita. I got it from a shelter there. Love my dog to death. She's a little over 11 years old now, and so I get dogs are part of our family. I think we all agree on that.
Agreed.
Like, and we all dread that day when
losing pets is awful.
Yeah, right. So I say that because Kirk Herbstreit. For those that haven't followed it, I think most people are aware of it. Back during College Game Day, he would have one of his dogs on set all the time. And no, I'm not advocating to bring my dog into the studio, Cody. Don't worry.
You said your dog would bark too much.
She would. It would be awful. It really would. It would be terrible. And she'd shed hair all over the studio. It'd be bad. Anyway, so he brought his dog, and more we learned about it was like, hey, he's on the road a lot. It was a way to be comfort with his family, right? And his dog unfortunately passed away during College Game Day's season. So they did a whole tribute thing, okay, which was really emotional. And if you don't want to cry, don't watch it, because I don't know how you can get through it without. So then he started bringing his other dog on set. I'm like, okay, this is a bit much. Then on Saturday, I had it. Saturday, it is the NHL Stadium Series. You know,
okay.
They happen to have the Columbus Blue Jackets, Columbus, Ohio, against the Detroit Red Wings. And of course, this year they decided to do it at the Ohio State's stadium. And we all know the tie for Kirk Herbstreit. So during the broadcast, I just saw it up on the TV. Honestly, I wouldn't even listen to what they were saying. I was at it in the St. Patty's Papa Barnley Summit. And I'm like, I see it on TV and I texted most of my friends because we've been talking about this for a few weeks. And Kirk Herbstreit's watching a hockey game with his family. And he brought his dog to the hockey game, and ESPN's interviewing him in the middle of the hockey game, and his dog's up on camera. I love pets. This is not an anti-dog thing. Dude, what are we doing? This is way too far now. Stop it. What is it? Is ESPN forcing this, or is it now Kirk Herbstreit? It's ridiculous. You don't need to bring your dog to the hockey game as well.
First off, this
story is too much now.
First off, this is dog bias. He has 4 dogs, so he hates his other dogs, what he's essentially indicating, in my opinion. But also, I didn't get it the first time.
Oh, you didn't like
it
to begin with.
Does that make me a bad person? Dude,
no.
I don't need... They might as well did a 2-hour memoriam on that dog. I get it. It's your dog. You're sad. None of that. I'm arguing. They straight... I mean, it was like the end of the Oscars. They're showing him like playing fetch, running for...
I mean,
it was nuts. Dude, it was nuts.
I have no problem with the in memoriam or whatever.
But it was so long. It was like a week, 2 weeks.
You don't need to have your dog at the hockey game. Would you be allowed to take your dog to the hockey game? I wouldn't take my dog if I could.
Lots of people try that, you know?
They do bark at the park twice a year or whatever it is at the K. There's a specific day to do it. I'm just saying the Kirk Herbstreit thing, the dog has jumped the shark.
Yeah, I think so. I just like...
Text line's not happy. I knew it was going to be unpopular.
I think you guys are hating a little bit.
Look, again, I don't... Everyone understands. Like, it's just...
Now I know I'm not
forced,
alone.
The problem is, Drew, is now I'm forced to watch this.
No, you're not. You don't have to watch it.
Every week. No, if I want to consume college football or apparently this hockey match, if I want to consume either of those things, I am forced to listen to Kirk Herbstreit be like, you're such a good boy.
Hang on a second.
You're such a good boy. And then do all this while he's interviewing on the TV. I don't need it. I don't need it.
From the 913, you guys sound just like the Taylor Swift haters. It doesn't affect you. It's the exact same thing. I bet you they show Ben or Peter. Whatever, not the first time. I understand. I bet you they show him not as much. I bet you they show him not as much as you think he does.
Swift.
Yeah, Taylor Swift, though, they just cut to her suite for 5 seconds. Oh, Kirk Herbstreit, they
did an interview.
There she is, Jim.
Kirk Herbstreit.
We don't need to
hear
that.
It was a hockey game. They interviewed a college football commentator about hockey, but not about hockey, about his dog being at the hockey game with him. What are we doing?
I think it's the same energy. As does the text line.
I prefaced the whole thing with, I know this will be unpopular. I don't expect the majority
of you
to agree.
I should have just taken the other side.
You
should have just buried you.
You could have. And I love
like
dogs.
I from the beginning.
This is not an anti-dog thing.
Yeah, you didn't like it from the onset of it.
I had no problem with it initially because I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. It's just, again, it's like at some point things have jumped the shark a little bit and here we are.
I think you get, look, every time you see it, even though it's not my dog.
Why does he use other dogs? Can you answer that? Why don't they get to travel?
Maybe they do. They just, nobody asks.
So only one gets TV time? Favorite kid stuff.
I guarantee you, if Reese Davis was like, hey man, I want to bring my dog too, it'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot like the same energy of, you know, whenever we had finals in college, they have the puppies and you can come and hang out with the puppies. They're not even yours. I think it makes people smile that you get to see Peter now, not Ben, on the TV.
The dog's name? I don't even know the dog's name.
Yeah.
I don't know the dog's
name. Someone says, I'd rather see his dog than hear Chris Collinsworth. Someone says, I'm with you, Gold. Someone else said, I agree. May as well had Sheryl Crow on game day with animals and heartfelt music playing at the same time.
Let's get Jack Hanna out there. Does he still do that? Just do a whole wild animal segment in the middle.
I don't know if he's still around. I'm not sure.
I don't want to say that too. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't expect you guys to like the take. I knew that going in when I put on the rundown last night.